wasted with weed. Turn up the party. All night feels good. We get excited. Wasted with weed. Turn up the party. All night feels good. We get excited. Turn up the party. Turn up the party. Party, party. Turn up the party.
It's like you, like, all this sweating is actually, like, we find out years from now that the human body only has so much sweat in it. And, like, you reach your physical peak where your body will not sweat anymore.
I guess, man. I couldn't believe it. But also, I had to sit next to the door, and every time the door opens, that cold air comes in. Like, man, I'm trying to get a sweat on here, and now I got to deal with cold air. Man, I'm polite. When I open the sauna door, I open it just enough for me to sneak in. I'm very polite to the people in there. Other people, they don't give a fuck. One guy opened the door, he like started fiddling with his phone, fiddling more, and then he shut the door. I was like, what the fuck? That was the highlight anger of my day.
Yeah, I thought you said you didn't have a hard day. I mean, it sounds pretty difficult.
You know what, man? Hey, are we ready to get going?
Oh, man, I wish that was all recorded. That felt all like nice and organic and perfect, like...
Well, normally everything is organic because we just talk, but...
Right, I know, but that, like, part where we're just all like, and well, sorry, me did that to Adam, and you're like, hey, let me break down why Adam's life is so hard.
I'm just trying to give my friend a benefit of the doubt, you know? He's got a hard life. He's got a hard life. So anyways, we ready to start, get going?
Mm-hmm. Always, yes.
All right, let's roll. Hey, everybody, it is December 5th, 2019. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 188. The one where Adam had to leave early because he was almost dead. So, what's happening, guys? How you feeling? How was your day? You know how mine was. How was your days?
Well, in comparison to others, I guess it wasn't that bad.
Did you have to spend more than half your waking time looking for food? If not, then it's got to be pretty good, right?
Right. Yes, it's true. That is true. Yeah, not bad, dude. Like, my life, I guess, is pretty good.
See, it's really good when I break it down like that, isn't it?
I had a good day, but it was a busy day, and I feel like the energy is there's a bit left. So I'm going to try to, you know, use that.
I'll do my best to make up for it.
Yeah. It was like one of those days where I just, like, got in, got a ton of stuff done, and then, like, came home and then was like, fuck, I'm tired.
Did you have to use your AK, buddy?
Didn't even have to.
No, but his hands were starting to cramp. There was so much coding going on. He's like, oh, I have to code for so long.
I was coding a lot, it's true.
See? What about you, Dave? How was your day? Day two?
Normal. Right. So nothing good, really happened.
Right? Yeah.
It just, you know, lay back.
It's perspective. I love it. I love it.
A normal day, you just lay back.
Yeah,
I love it.
Like, this is how like, I literally do nothing. Just all day today, you know, just laying back, eyes closed, didn't do anything that I should have done. So now I'm gonna have a busy day tomorrow. So
I got a little busy day tomorrow too. I got to do some shit. But what was I gonna say? I don't remember. Crap. Oh, what is it now? 20 shopping days till Christmas, 19 shopping days till Christmas.
Yeah, I would say, I'd say 19, because, I mean, damn. 19 in 2 hours.
It's coming up quick, and this year is weird. I have fucking no clue what to get you guys. I was upstairs brainstorming. That was the highlight of my day. I was at a pen of paper, and I was brainstorming words, and I was putting those words together and thinking words, this word, that word, this word, and I was looking online, what do these words come up with or anything. I'm having a hard time this year, you know? I don't know why.
I'm feeling uninspired this year as well.
Hey,
I haven't thought about like anyone overly, but I've thought a little bit about everyone. And some years, you know, you get like a couple hits where you're just like pow 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 pow. But like even among my you know family members and my kids, like the kids, this is weird. The kids this age, like they don't actually have a ton they want. It's weird. But yet they will want a lot of stuff, but they're also discerning enough where they might find something they don't like. It's like a little weird.
Just discern. It's like, ugh, Dad is fucking terrible. Do some fucking homework next time.
You got this for me? Do you know how old I am now?
Exactly. Well, yeah. So it's a little weird. This year seems like it's the finding of gifts is so far seeming a little more challenging.
Yeah, my boys are easy. I mean, fuck, they're two. They don't give a fuck. They're like, airplane, truck, car, I don't fucking care. Let's do it.
Yeah. Box. So,
but, and my family, I'm always like, Amy, here's $200. Go buy shit for my family. Every year, right. I pretty much do that. And then I just focus on you guys, pretty much. Because she likes to buy gifts for people. She likes to go out and get shit. I'm like, man, I don't want to go anywhere and do stuff. I got shit to do. As I outlined in the before the podcast. What do you guys think, between all of us, who's the hardest person for you particularly to buy for? Or is it kind of like equally hard?
Me, it's equally hard because I don't think about it throughout the year. Like, I know Dave kind of does, and he jots notes maybe throughout the year. And, like, I get to this point, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I did that last year, and it worked out okay. But this year, I didn't do shit. And I don't know. Dave, too, for me, you're the hardest to buy for. I'm like, I don't know, 30 snack cakes? What do I fucking get a guy who's got everything?
Whoa, that's
no, you can't. Dave, 40th birthday
I
right
know.
There.
See, boom. You can't repeat a gift, so there you go.
Yeah, let's see.
I don't know.
It depends. Ryan's pretty easy. I think Ryan is pretty easy. And I think Adam's life is so hard. Like, I don't know, like a pickaxe?
Yeah, pickaxe. Maybe some rations to get the guy through the day.
Right, I mean, yeah. Like something, you know, like, I don't know, a job interview at another place to work?
That'd be hard. He's Ryan, that would be so great. Long. He's been working, making a lot of money there, you know? You can't just get up and leave.
I gave him a gift, like, you have an interview on Monday. Right. You're welcome.
Hey, if his job was to sit there and code all day and he just didn't have to do anything, he'd probably be happy.
That's not how it works, but yeah. I
That's totally how it works.
I know, in college, he could just be that guy who doesn't do anything on the paper, but still gets credit for the paper.
Yeah.
Group projects suck.
Right.
He brings snacks to gatherings, you know, like, I'll bring the pizza.
He's really loud.
And then you're like, I guess I gotta go. And then everybody keeps working. And
fuck that guy, like, man, but he did bring us pizza, so.
You guys still hungry?
Have you guys had the Hy-Vee pizza that you, like, go in, you take home, and you cook in the oven?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have.
It looked pretty good. My mom was having it. It looked pretty good, actually. Is it pretty good?
It's I would say it's above, like, you know, when, like, God, see, that's tough, because Jack's pizzas are some of my favorites. I mean, boom.
I like frozen pizzas. I love them.
Yeah, like, $2.99, shit like that, that's some good pizzas. But, like, it's like they're a little bit above that in quality. I mean, they're good. I think they're pretty decent. It's like, I would never choose them.
They look
like,
fun.
If I had a choice, if someone said, hey, get a pizza, I would never grab that pizza.
Yeah,
I would grab a frozen pizza.
I went
Tiffany
there.
Grabs them because they're good.
Yeah, I was there. I would not happen to be there. And I said, hey, you want anything? He's like, yeah, give me one of these pizzas. And it was only like $6, so it was pretty cheap. And I was just, when they made it, I was surprised because, like, the crust rised a little bit. It was kind of a little thicker. I was like, that looks kind of good. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, Ryan, who's hardest for you to buy for in your world?
I'd say it's pretty close. But
if you name all of us, you're a son of a bitch.
You know, Dave's pretty hard. Dave, two's pretty hard. Adam, Chris, you know, all of everybody.
You know, I would say maybe, like, everyone's, like, hard, and, like, Chris is maybe one level easier. Just one level easier.
Why is that?
Well, I think because we have a few shared hobbies that, like, you know, that I can think of instantly and stuff like that. I know that's part of it. There's a couple more shared hobbies. We all have several shared hobbies. Mm-hmm. But then, like, it layers some magic and certain games. I don't know. I think that maybe that's it. I'm not sure why.
I understand.
But you're not easy. I'm just saying you're like hard minus
hard.
One.
Just be talking about me so much. I'm hard. Dave, what'd you say? Did you say anybody?
Sometimes I think Adam is. I think Adam is the hardest
pickaxe,
because it's like,
yeah,
because it's like, Chris, boom. I usually know it's like, ha, let's do something, you know, something clever, and you appreciate cleverness. Right. Dave, like, 2, it's,
clever girl.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Dave, 2, you're like, oh, cool, this is a cool thing. Like, if it's, I think it's a cool book or a cool story or comic or something, he's going to appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah. Ryan, I think is pretty easy because you're like, interesting things. If it's something cool and interesting that he can go like, oh, it'll make him think about things differently. That's the way to do it. Ryan will be like, oh yeah, that's cool. I like that. You know, like a puzzle book or something interesting. Yeah. And Adam, you just go, Adam, you're just like, I don't know, The Leftovers.
See, I feel like Adam is easier in a
really?
Way because I think he. Okay, there's like this spectrum. Like, there's the. So, Chris, I feel like he can think of lots of things, but I also have this sense that Chris might be. Like, he might not use it, and then I would like. Like, I don't know if it's going to hit. This is just a sense. And I feel like Adam's. And I actually feel that maybe a little bit for you, Dave, one. And Dave 2 is medium in this category. And Adam is low in this category, which is helpful in that, like, I think he's not, wouldn't be, have anything that would be a perfect hit, but he also wouldn't have anything that would be a big miss. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, it's still hard to think of something, but, like, the target's bigger.
Okay,
you
sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But it's like, where, yeah. Everybody's pretty hard.
Yeah. Here, I think I have an analogy that I think works. It's like, you know, when super high level people are like playing poker, and you're like, oh, okay, you figured out. You're like, this way, this guy's playing this way. This guy, you're like, okay, he must have this because of this. You're like, okay, cool. And then they flip over the cards, and it's ridiculous. This shouldn't have played that way. They should never have played that way. Adam plays the way that is unpredictable, and sometimes you, like, you know. Where you go, like, you would just, I would just be like, what, why the fuck did you do that? That makes no sense. Why did you do that? That makes no sense. Like, the part of, like, I'm sick and I don't feel, I should just rest. But I couldn't Minecraft. That will make me feel better. No, just go to bed.
He wasn't tired enough. How about you, Dave, too? Did you have an answer?
I pretty much have the standard Ryan answer. Like, I always struggle with gifts and even thinking about things to the point that I always end up getting you guys or doing something that's very similar to everybody. Just saying, all right.
Everybody gets this. It makes it easier for me.
Yeah, here you go.
I understand. Sure. Okay.
I do that a lot, too. But I like that to do that sometimes, but it is sure. It's hard to. So you know how you guys are good at, like, remembering lines to every movie and, like, specific details? And I'm, like, a feelings kind of guy? Well, like, feelings don't translate into specific items where, like, lines of movies do, if you catch that analogy.
Oh,
like,
it does.
You know what I mean? Like, lines of movie is like, oh, there's a mug that's got that line of movie, or there's, like, this thing or whatever. You just get, like, something that represents a thing. But when you're just, like... Chris likes this, like, kind of feel of things, you know, games that are got bad graphics but, like, lots of numbers, and, you know, whatever. It's hard to make it something out of that, you know what I mean?
You should have a line of gifts that's just like feelings gifts. Like, this mug is a feeling of contentment.
Like, Chris is super easy. Now I'm gonna get him a super tiny towel that he wears when he's at the gym. Like a towel that's just like that. It's like it doesn't even cover. It's like, hey everyone, what's up? And are you holding like a hand towel around your waist? Nah, this is just all the towel I need. And
shut up.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's,
good. Yeah,
it's funny. I did ask for towels this year for the gym. I was like, get me some special towels that like dry quick and stuff. And then Amy like forgot to take them out of the stroller. I was like, what are all these towels doing in here? She's like, oh. Those were for your Christmas. Now you just have extra towels. I'm like, all right, cool. But the reason why I asked this question is because Amy was like, God, I always struggle. I can't find it. I don't know what you need. I can't get anything for you. I don't know what you want. You're hard to buy for. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have more hobbies than anybody you could ever fucking think about. I like more pop culture stuff than anybody in the fucking world. I talk about shit constantly. There's so many, like, I can go, some people are like, hey, you know what my thing is? My thing is crocheting. That's what I do every night. Fuck, I've mentioned like a billion things I've done and I continue to do and like revolve around doing. Just latch on to one of those and figure it out. It can't be that hard.
Yeah, that does help.
So suck it. Like, you're my wife, damn it. You're supposed to know any of my hobbies.
I think I was thinking about, so the reason why I think Adam, like, I feel like he was more open to, like, mini gifts, if you will, is probably in relation to his giving as well. Because when he's like, I'm going to give people soap this year, you know? Soap's nice. Smells good. Keeps clean. It's kind of nice soap. Like, the fact that, like, he, you know, like, or like, this is beard soap. Wash your fucking beards, you know? Enjoy it. Like, I think the fact that, like, he's willing to take something that's a little out there makes you also feel like he would accept things that are, like, 1 degree further from, like bullseye. You know what I mean? So that makes it easier in a way, but in the sense that, wow, it's a weird thing.
Maybe that's part of it. I never aim for bullseye. I just aim for the board. If I can hit the board, I'm fine. As long as I don't hit off the board, I don't need a bullseye. I can hit fucking triple 18. It's fine.
Yeah. 180!
I'm never going to hit 180. I can tell you that.
But Adam this year, Adam's easy this year, man. It's like if you don't get him some sort of pork product, you're missing out.
I don't know. I got a lot
I can't take your ideas, Dave.
Yeah, it's true. No, I just got... So I have a sheet here. See, it's right here. This is my sheet of words that I started writing stuff. And you might be looking for specific keywords, but this is not the right side. It's this side. This side is my pros and cons of Amy going to Florida with me this year.
You're like, con... doesn't like baseball as much as me. Pro.
Doesn't like baseball as much as me.
She actually likes going to a game. That's a big pro for her, actually. She gets to see
all the games?
Well, I'm just going to go to one game down there. So, but you know what one of my biggest cons is?
Traveling with Amy?
No, it's... I like traveling with Amy. She's fun. We went on road trips for a while. She's usually pretty fun. She doesn't usually... She just hangs out and sits there. Well, my biggest con would be that I do uncomfortable things and I'm fine with it. So like last year I was like, I'm bored. I'm going to pull over here and take a nap. And I can't do that if she's in the car. Or I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sleep. I went down a random road cause I felt like it for like a half hour. And cause I don't remember what it was. There was some weird ranch. And no, it was not a sex ranch. And I probably can't do that if she's there. So I feel uncomfortable doing this. Like, so I am more comfortable with being uncomfortable than you are. And she was like, she said, I'm not fucking sleeping in a car. I was like, see, that's you. You just made my point for me. So that is one of my cons. Of course, another one is sometimes she gets crabby with Chris. But I do have a longer list of pros than I do cons, so I don't know what that means.
Well, why are you making a pro and con list? Like,
she wasn't sure. Last year I went by myself. I had planned to go by myself this year, but I thought, you know, there were times where I think Amy would have had a lot of fun, so maybe she might want to go. It's an extremely cheap trip. It cost me, I think, like $200 for 7 days. That's with food and everything. That's a fucking extremely... That's less money than you might spend just going out for lunch here. So I was like, if you want a vacation in Florida and you want to go with me and I can see the pros and cons of it, let's write those down. So, and I like making pros and cons lists. Another thing you should know about me.
So it was like sort of mutual in that you were trying to determine if it would be fun for her and you.
Yeah. I don't want her to go if she's gonna be miserable. I mean,
sure.
And I don't want her to go if I'm gonna be miserable.
Well, that's better than if she was like, Chris, I want to go with you. And you're like,
No.
Let me do some of my analysis here.
I'm sorry, the numbers just don't add up this year. I'm sorry.
Not going to happen. Here's a list of how the pros.
No. Nothing like that. No. I was actually, I'm like on the fence. Because sometimes she could drive. It's a long drive. I drive all the way around Florida. It's a long fucking drive. Sometimes she could drive. It's fun to talk to somebody as you drive. I mean, I generally listen to podcasts, but I could stop and talk to somebody for a time. But there are those little things that like, and I can eat anywhere and I like eating anywhere and I eat like eating weird places sometimes. And then she might be like, nah, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't know.
Is there a pool that I can lay by?
So, that was the last thing. She said, well, it's Florida, so I could like sit on a beach for a little while, right? So I had to add on, Amy does stupid things sometimes. She's like, it's Florida. There's a beach. It's not a stupid thing. It is to
be. I support her on that.
This, but you're like, this is my pros and cons list, not yours. That would be on yours. It would be Amy does awesome things.
I mean, I don't, honestly, I don't. She might, when we started kicking around the idea of like a half trip where she could leave and then halfway through or something. So we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Aaron Huss, get ready. I'm coming to invade your house this March. I'm invading your fucking house, buddy. Yeah. I don't care if you're not
March
in town this year.
It's not just going to work.
No,
it's
I don't care. I'm sleeping on with you or I'm sleeping on your floor. Those are your two options.
So I have three rules, Chris, when you come. Do not get my kids wet. They multiply.
Don't feed them after midnight.
After midnight, they turn into gremlins. And keep them away from bright light.
Oh, shit. Is that why you have so many kids?
That's what I figured. That's my ongoing theory. It's just like they just get with water and just like bloop, 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 bloop.
That's actually pretty funny.
Gremlins are sweet.
Gremlins are sweet.
Okay, well, that's my question for you. but what's going on in the world? What's happening with the pop cultures in the world and all that stuff and everything, huh?
Well, I think since last Thursday, the Black Widow trailer came out.
Oh, yeah, it dropped. Fucking Budapest dropped.
Well, we don't know if it's Budapest all the time. It looks like it's mostly Russia.
Yeah, I know. True. That's what they always allude
yes,
to.
But yes. But,
so
yeah.
I had a question about this trailer.
Okay, absolutely.
I have to pull it up, so let me find out where this is. Because
I have some theories, like hard theories, too.
Because she is probably like my third or fourth favorite character in the MCU, so it'd be fun to watch that. Oh, excuse me. Is everybody just watching the trailer? Is that what's going on?
Nope.
No,
I thought you said you had something to say.
No. Take your time. Talk about it while I try to figure out what.
Yeah. So, well, okay. Well, while everyone's watching and stuff, so I have my big theory is, you know, David Harbour, the guy, you know, Hopper from Stranger Things.
Yep.
He basically plays Red Guardian. He's basically kind of like the Russian attempt at a super soldier and stuff like that.
Okay.
But he didn't really work. He was just trained really well. He's like a pilot and trained and stuff. He doesn't have any actual superpowers, kind of like Black Widow. But what Red Guardian was part of a team that would, like, when Russia was all like, okay, cool, let's go find superheroes and, like, make them the official team of Russia. And at the in, like, the mid-80s, when they introduced, like, the new X-Men team, when they introduced Wolverine, Storm, basically that genre of team, that's when they introduced Colossus. And Colossus was rescued by Xavier and Cyclops just as he was about to be taken in by the Russian government.
Sure.
This could be a backdoor thing. Is like, I'm part of, he's like, I was just the previous generation of that team that's gone out and grabbed other superheroes in Russia to try and make it there. And it's like, they could backdoor, like, even at the end credits, like, you know, like, he could be going out to recruit people and just go to a farm, and on the farm there's a mailbox that says Rasputin, and then I would be all like, they figured out a way to bring in Colossus, Peter Rasputin, and I'm like, okay, cool, boom, done.
Now, do you use the Colossus from fucking Deadpool, or you just restart all over with something new?
Restart all over. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, makes him so he's like 16 years old, or even do the shot, the wide shot, like there's a classic shot of him basically like a tractor like falls down on a, you know, and he's just like just lifting up a tractor, you know.
Okay.
For Mother Russia, just, you know.
So my two thoughts about this trailer is, you put her in a white outfit and it looks fucking awesome for some reason. I don't know what it is. Like, costume,
the White Widow.
The costume change did it for me. I was like, yeah, she's kicking ass in white now. And 125, 126. that like an armored Hawkeye?
That is Taskmaster, the main villain.
Oh, that's Taskmaster. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
His abilities are that he can mimic anyone's fighting style.
Okay.
He can watch them, and he basically, it would be the D&D thing. You watch him for a minute, and basically you can be able to fight against them. So it's like he could fight with the shield as well as Captain America, because he would just watch his fighting style. He could watch any, and he learns everything. So that's cool. So I wouldn't be surprised if he learned that bow by watching Hawkeye and learning his abilities.
Yeah, because do we see him in the trailer? I can't remember. He's in the beginning?
No.
Is that right? Or is he not in the trailer?
I don't think I saw him at all.
No, I didn't see Hawkeye at all.
Oh, for some reason.
There was Hawkeye in there at the beginning.
I thought it was in the beginning, but it might have been a flashback thing.
Well, yeah, he's in the trailer, is what I'm saying. I don't know what.
I mean, they've confirmed this takes place right after Civil War.
Right. So,
immediately after they fight.
So 17 seconds is when he's in the shot. I don't know if that's from a different movie.
Yep, that's from
I think it's from the
Ultron.
Age
of Ultron.
Yeah.
Because the part when she's falling down, shooting the guns, that's from Civil War when they board the ship.
He better still be there. That's all I'm saying. It looks very female centric. I mean, not only does that mean her, but it looks like she's surrounded by other females who kick ass. So.
Yeah.
Well. Is it? They keep saying like family. So is that really truly her family? You know, that's kind of interesting.
I it might be, but it also could be like
the Red Room family.
Red Room, yeah, like the family, like you know, we were raised together, kind of thing.
That's what I assumed. Yeah. I don't know. That's good. I was interested. I was interested when they announced it, and I'm still interested. It's May. It's like 5 months away. It's not that far.
Right.
So I'm happy.
Yep, absolutely. That. Yeah, we are well into the end of the year, so it's like, yeah, you're already going like, summer's not that far away, really.
Yeah, fucking Star Wars is in like what, 2 weeks now, something like that.
Yeah, effectively, it would be 15 days, but we're 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. Woo! We're gonna see some Emperor Palpatine shit going down.
Yes.
And we're
but also
figure out where Baby Yoda comes from.
But also, like yesterday, the new James Bond movie came out, and you may like them or hate them, but they are always cool spectacles that I really enjoy, like cool car chases, interesting things, and
those are always movies I'm fine and happy seeing. I'm just never excited to see them, you know?
Sure.
Just because I almost feel like it's a product of just before me. Like the 70s kind of a thing, and I never really caught up to it.
Yes. And I think it's like, for some reason, like I just latched onto those, and they were like, and I thought they're really entertaining. And now it's weird. He was so weird about being James Bond, and now he will officially be the longest standing James Bond, Daniel Craig. Not in terms of movies, but in terms of being
time
the James
frame,
Bond for the most years, yeah.
Okay. And he was the guy who got destroyed, his nutsacks got destroyed, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it gives a reason, that would be a logical reason why he can bang as many people as he wants and never have any kids.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he still has tons of STDs. That's crazy. It's like down there. It's down there is a fucking sewer. You do not want to go near it.
Yeah, you stay up near his face. That's the pretty part.
Up near his face, right? Yes. But it looks really cool because it has Rami Malek, Freddie Mercury, Mr. Robot is the main bad guy. And, yes, they have, I don't think they've said, I don't know his name, what his name is, but I don't know. For some reason, I think he's this James Bond's version of Dr. No. I kind of feel that way, just by like the way he looks and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
I could see that.
Cool.
Yeah, and man, Watchmen was good.
Whew. Oh, Watchmen was so good this week.
That's where the one where white males have a hard time living in the society.
I'm going to try being blue.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, the ending, fucking... you know what I was thinking? I was thinking...
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you spoilers, but what I was thinking is this is what it probably feels like to somebody who actually has, like, a really bad mental disorder. They're like, I'm about to help you, and then that happens, and you're like, oh shit, oh, that was just you having a really bad mental disorder, not the actual way, other way around.
Right, I know.
It's fucked up. Ryan, did you watch it? Yeah, you don't watch that show.
Not yet. Sorry. Someday, right.
I was about to watch it, but then I logged on to HBO, and I didn't have passwords remembered.
It doesn't change. In fact, I specifically changed it so that you would have it.
But devices, like, kick you out once in a while, and I was like, it wasn't top of mind, so I was like, okay, I'll go with Plan B. And I watched some of that marvelous Miss Maisel show.
Speaking of which, season 3 started today.
Yeah, Amber wants me to catch up and watch with her, but I'm not sure I like that show that much. I think it's okay, but it takes a while, but it's
pretty fucking good. It gets...
Once it gets going.
I mean, I would not say it's like everybody needs to watch it, but I will say that I enjoyed watching it.
Here's my sense of it, is that I like it, it's good, and each episode is 55 minutes or so, but I feel like I've watched about 30 minutes of a show when I finished watching 55 minutes. Like, really? The plot moves super slow. Like, at least in this first season, it's like...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I feel the same way.
She says, like, hey, people, like, let's talk for a while and, like think about something for a bit and little tiny things happen and something might actually happen.
Yeah, it might not be yours. You know, it might not be your show.
Some of the stuff is funny, but, like, and I laugh.
But what but I think some of it about
is not it's, that fun. It's well, slow. It's slow. It's just slow. It's really what it is.
But
you
when
know?
I think about it, it reminds me more of a dry British humor, and that's not really your thing.
Yeah, not usually.
Yeah, so it's not. I mean, it kind of is, but you know, it's I don't know. It's fine. It's a fun show, and especially fun because I get to watch. It's something I can watch with Amy. We are completely out of shows right now. To a point where I think I got her convinced to watch Battlestar again with me because other people have said, we never watched that. Basically, anybody at work tells her something and it means it's gospel, but if I say it, it's like, you're a fucking idiot. So I was like, you know what? Just watch the miniseries. It's 3 hours long. And if you're interested in it, watch the series. But if you watch the miniseries and you're like, eh, it's not really for me, then don't worry about it.
Watch the miniseries. If it's not feels like you... Watch the first episode, 33 minutes. If that shit does not get you fucking amped up.
I forgot that was the first episode. I was like, damn,
like that hit.
They started strong.
Yeah, exactly. You watch that and you're like, oh shit. Well, if you're watching, I haven't watched it, but the trailer makes me want to watch it. It's like I put a link up there. It just is Amazon Prime now. It's basically about the lawyer who went through. The CIA's post 9/11 detention interrogation program report and being like,
the report.
Yeah. It's basically, yeah. And it's got Adam Driver.
It looked crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, it looks really interesting and cool. And there's been a lot of articles that are like, man, if you just watch it, it's 2 hours and they're like, it will make you go. Yeah. It's just the movie.
I'm more likely to watch it than honestly.
Yeah. And they're like, it makes you go, like, look at how much stuff, like, they hide in plain sight and then redact so you see only tiny bits of information, especially when it comes, like, especially right after 9/11, all that stuff, when he's going through thousands of pages and can only, you know, see, like, a line of information that says, like, and we moved, guy, we moved subject to place. And you're like, no name of the subject that was moved there, no name of the place he was moved there, and it's just like...
That's interesting. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I've seen the trailers for it. I've seen. We don't want to be the only country that made the report. We want to be the country that does blah blah. And I was like, all right, I don't know if I'm gonna watch this, but if it's just a quick movie, it's something I can get through in a night. I might watch it.
Yes,
I should actually save that for Amy because she likes those kind of movies. Anytime there's a lawyer involved, she probably likes it.
Yeah, like that's weird because Tiffany loves them lawyer ass movies too,
just
and I'm
get
just
together
like,
drink wine and watch lawyer movies.
Watch fucking lawyer movies. No. Here's what would happen: they'd both be sitting there watching lawyer movies, glass of wine, phones, not talking to each other,
And then
it's just like, are you guys
what
just yeah, we're having a great
happened?
Time.
What just happened?
We're having a great time.
What did he say? Like, I don't know, man. Go back to your phone.
Yeah. So that's pretty funny. But yeah, other than that, like Dave, what do you got here?
Well, so The first thing I posted is, so last year, I don't know if we even heard about this, but KFC released a Yule log for your fireplace that smelled like KFC chicken.
And it
sold out in like 3 hours. Well, they released it again today, and it sold out in 2 hours.
Every year they're going up one.
So it's like, yeah, it literally smells like they're 11 herbs and spices.
Huh.
And I don't get it. Must be a novelty gift type thing. I don't know.
Yeah. It's funny.
Buy one that smelled like their biscuits. That would fucking be awesome.
That would be good.
Tight biscuits. I love that shit.
Yeah. But so that happened. That was kind of funny. The other thing I had was so of course heading up to the movie Rise of the Skywalker, they're doing a lot of interviews. And Abraham, JJ, he comes out and he says, he's like, yeah, no, we're gonna have some new force powers in this one, you know, expanding what they could do, kind of like what the other films did. So, but he's like, I know there was a lot of people who were alienated about the whole, you know, force fly through space and that kind of thing. So some of these powers are going to rub people the wrong way, but some of them are going to rub people the right way. So I'm interested to see what they do.
Yeah, because let's be honest, episode one was the cool parts were when they were using force powers we never really saw before. Like when they're fucking the fight with Darth Maul, when they're jumping between levels and shit, that was fucking cool. You never saw that. I mean,
and, like when they made them run super fast, you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. And the one,
second movie when Yoda and jumping all over the place.
Sure.
I like that.
The one complaint one of the big complaints I've heard about fucking Mandalorian is that it's too familiar. They're like, this is a galaxy and it's huge and everything we see is things we've already seen. So we see Jawas and we see Sandcrawlers and we see bounty hunters and shit. This is all stuff we've in land speeders. It's all pretty much stuff we've seen. I want something different. And I understand that criticism to a point. But also, you want that in the world. You want that universe. You want the sounds that strike, you know, the nostalgia key and shit. So I understand where he's coming from. But, yeah, have the new stuff is really cool, too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm a little nervous about the new Star Wars thing. It reminds me of the Force space-time they introduced in the last movie. You know.
The what?
Force FaceTime, where they like would show up.
And it was
they
just could a sending spell.
Hey, dude!
It's a simple sending spell. Any wizard can do it.
Well, what was the rumor? Not the rumor, but the theory I read or saw this week was about there's this in between worlds dimension realm that can be accessed. It's canon from Rebels, from the Rebel cartoon show, where there is this realm that you can access and hide out in, or you can use it to use it force wise to communicate and teleport and speak long distances. And so they're actually thinking in The Last Jedi that is actually accessing and using that realm. And maybe that's where Palpatine actually is, because he had in Rebels, Palpatine was all about trying to access that realm and get in that realm. So
I hope not, because it annoys me when they try to bring cartoons into my shows. I'm like, I don't want to have to watch your stupid cartoons to know about my fucking movies.
It's in the trailer.
No,
it's in the trailer.
They didn't enough where it mattered. You know, they could do little shit that doesn't matter. But when you start doing plot points, then you're in trouble. No, really, go back and watch his cartoon. It was great, man. I'm like, fuck you, I don't watch your cartoons. Yeah, they're probably pretty good, but I don't want to watch.
I don't watch cartoons.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Grown up, right?
I play video games. And watch Marvel movies.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, we'll see. I'm doing my best to not. I'm just trying to stay the course and be excited and surprised by everything that happens or fails to happen. See. How do you guys feel about pigs in Texas?
What are pigs in Texas?
Well, you know, they have this feral, they turn into hogs, feral hog problem in most of the southern states.
Yeah.
Where they breed so quickly and they just can't keep them under control. They're devastating wildlife and complete areas. And like one guy, I forget his name, but he did Apocalypse Now, where he's in a fucking helicopter just gunning down pigs as much as he could. And it still has no, it doesn't matter at all. They breed so quickly and you can't do anything about it. Well, I was like, man, you know, let the pigs be. I'm sure it's bad, but it'll even itself out eventually. But now they're coming for us, because a lady in Texas was attacked by a pack of feral hogs and killed.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Okay.
A bunch of pigs, they're feral hogs. Basically, if you live I didn't know this, if you leave a pig outside, it'll eventually turn feral and grow tusks and shit like that. Any pig, it's the same species.
All right.
And they said she was basically found dead with bite marks. And I think she got away, but bled to death. So now I look at fucking feral pigs and I'm like, kill all those motherfuckers. If they're eventually coming for me and my kids, kill them all. Kill them all.
Yeah, coming for me? You know, so now what it sounds like? It sounds like fucking, it's all like, the only good pig is a dead pig.
And here's the thing. I'm going to buffalo the shit out of him because I'm not going to eat him because I don't really like pork. But I am going to kill him.
Oh, really? Pork might be Ryan's favorite meat product.
Boy, there's a lot coming your way this Christmas. Is there a Pork of the Month club? I bet you there is.
There is.
There's absolutely got to be a Pork of the Month club.
Dave 2 is like, oh, I subscribe. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get all my pork butts from that club.
Pig of the Month on Amazon.
Pig of the Month.
I don't know about that. Huh.
Yeah, feral hogs are like mean bastards, I guess.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think. I mean, like, you wouldn't think that they'd be like a big threat, but they're like, they're just mean, I guess. Yeah. You know what I mean? You get near them and they're mean and they fucking get on you. And I don't know why. Is it territorial?
I think hungry, man. They just eat things.
And they eat anything?
Yeah. That's why they destroy shit. They just eat shit. Because apparently there was rumors that the group that attacked her had piglets. So I think she was trying to feed the piglets maybe or something. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I know,
right? The hell is she doing that?
But it was funny. They're like, you know what you do if a pig attacks you? Get up 2 feet because they can't jump. So just get on top of anything that's 2 feet high. You should be fine.
Oh, shit. You guys are going to be attacked by some wild pigs. Uh-oh. Fucking super intelligent hyenas. Don't worry about them. Fucking pigs.
Yeah, it's kind of relevant, isn't it? This is interesting. I did not know. I thought they were a separate species, like of the pigs you see on farms. Just the pink pigs. I thought they were separate, but no, they just all turn into these hogs if you leave them out wild enough.
Yes, they are not. They are not boars, though. Boars are different.
No, boars are different. Yes.
Yeah, because they have rage and stuff like that. So yeah, they can rage.
You don't want fucking rage. It's funny because like historically, I remember reading in like four separate accounts, maybe three separate accounts, of high-level nobilities that were killed by boars. Like, just entire politics of a state or a country changes because they decided they wanted to go hunt a boar, and the boar killed them. Like, oops.
Yeah, I think they have high con and lots of hit points.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I don't think they deal a lot of damage, but they're hard to kill, and then, you know, and they're aggressive, you know. So they don't retreat ever. They have probably something where they can never retreat. And once they're damaged, they attack. No retreat. They die or you die. And that's their one of their racial abilities.
Or you get up 2 feet high and they're like, ah!
Yeah. But they probably still run around for a while angry.
And start smashing the tree and stuff like that. Yeah, because wasn't Robert Baratheon? Wasn't he skewered by a boar?
Yeah.
He like speared him, but it kept going and...
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that one. I can name four. Well, that one's kind of fictional.
but
it was based on The War of the Roses, and that might have been one where I'm thinking of. So, anyways. Today is... actually, yesterday. Yesterday was my six-month anniversary. I'm looking for some praise here. 6 months, and I have not missed a day of working out. And I know what you're thinking. Chris, how's that possible? Can one man work out for 6 months? And I don't know what to tell you. It's probably my hard schedule I have.
That's still a good job.
But yeah. What I wanted to say about that was, like, I'd say 7 out of 10 times I go, I don't want to go. And that's why I'm pretty proud of it, because, like, I don't want to go usually until I'm doing it, and then it's good, you know what I mean? And afterwards it's amazing. But just starting, you don't want to do that. Like, even thinking about tomorrow, like, man, I don't want to run tomorrow. But and also it is almost 1 week where, oh, I said I was going to keep you updated. This is my first week of vegetables. This week is celery, so I'm having celery every day. I did start last week. I said it was going to be just December, but I accidentally started a week early and did mushrooms last week. So, weird vegetables.
How did that go? Did you enjoy mushrooms?
No, they were fine when I ate one, but when I ate like 8, I was like forcing them down. I was like, this is not very good.
They're fucking good though. Who's with me on that? Saute up some mushrooms. That shit's tasty.
See, I was just eating them raw. They're probably better than put a bunch of. I don't know.
Raw mushrooms always taste like rubber.
They taste
like dirt, dude.
They don't taste great.
They grow in the fucking dirt.
Yeah. I guess raw is okay. Maybe I should make it a raw vegetable challenge, because that's what I'm doing basically. So, the celery has been easy. Celery goes down like crazy. Like, I can get a fucking half a stalk of, you know, or like half a bundle of celery, put it in front of me, and turn on a show, and it's gone, and I don't notice it. I don't know why. It just doesn't taste like anything, I guess.
Yeah, it's just fiber and water.
Yeah. So next week will be peppers. I think probably just yellow and maybe red. Oh, green. Maybe I'll do yellow, red, green. Yellow, red, green. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. They're the same pepper, but that's cool.
Well, they're just slightly different, aren't they?
They taste different.
Yeah.
They're different.
But it's just the ripeness. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Green is less ripe. Yellow's medium ripe, and red's ripe.
But they do taste different. I've tasted them before, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's totally different. The red is much sweeter.
Okay. Yeah.
The green is... They're all pretty good. Yellow is... I feel like yellow is in between green and red.
So is it like a green banana that turns yellow? Like, if I have a green pepper, will it eventually turn yellow?
No, not in the, like, not off the stem.
So what I was saying, if I put it like a banana, you buy it, it's green, it turns yellow, like, and brown. Does this turn yellow, green, then red?
No, not the same way. That's basically just rotting. Your banana's
I know. That's what I thought you were saying. So in other words,
it is similar, but
in other words, you let them, once they come off the vine, that's when you determine when it stops changing colors or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, we could put some jalapenos in there. And some habaneros and some ghost peppers.
Yeah, if I had to pick peppers, I would think a bell pepper would be fine, you know, choice. But I would want to mix in some other fun stuff too.
Oh, like the little.
But like, you don't want to get too spicy, because that's just like, how do you eat that? You
know? That's my point. Is like, I know, like, these are just meals that you can have. I don't want any. I won't go crazy. I ain't got no reason.
Peppercino though, those are pretty good too. They're not super spicy.
It also has to be something I just get at the grocery store, because half the time they don't have anything at the grocery store. They're like, here's your two options. They run out of kale sometimes. I'm like, how the fuck do you run out of kale? Nobody eats kale.
unless you're Logan.
He eats kale?
That shit. He'll pick it right out of the garden and eat it right out of there.
Yeah, because I put it in our smoothie in the morning, but eating it raw is rough. I don't love it raw. I tried it a few times. It's not great.
But, yeah, I never liked kale.
Are you sure you don't like it raw?
It's really good for you, though.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Some would call it a super vegetable.
A super vegetable? Kale?
Yeah. Super not very good.
Right.
So in that sense, I would agree with those people.
Peppers are good, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. It'll be easy if I add them with the steak, like put them on the side of the steak, kind of, maybe. I don't know.
Peppers, yeah, but you're wanting them raw, too. Like peppers, mushrooms, peppers, onions. Oof. Eat those on a steak.
Most vegetables, I don't like when they're cooked. Isn't that weird?
You should try it.
I do, and I don't prefer them. Like, I prefer the raw version. Same thing with carrots. I prefer them raw. What other vegetable can I think about? Name a vegetable, I probably prefer it raw.
I mean, there are some that are really good, like tomatoes raw are pretty good.
I hate tomatoes. I love cucumbers. Cucumbers.
Yeah, because you just slice them up and you need cucumbers.
I don't think you generally cook either. Well, you cook tomatoes, but usually incorporating it with things rather than like
cooking a tomato and
heating up a straight up.
What if you took like a cucumber and like cut it and put some like sea salt on it and baked it for like 5 minutes? It would be good.
I don't know. I think you always I always eat it like chopped up like in a salad or something. You're like, okay,
but like mushrooms. And those,
I love
bell peppers. If you cut that shit up and like you sauteed that and you ate it with your steak,
I don't like
Dave was saying, that would be good, man. That would be so good.
Salt
and pepper is all you need, maybe.
I hate mushrooms.
Make some other stuff.
I hate them. I don't know why. I tried it and I was like, this is not. This tastes like butthead. I'd rather have raw butthead than butthead.
I want to eat a bunch of freaking sautéed mushrooms now. So, you know, I got a hankering. It's good.
Well, I'll go upstairs and fry it. So I'll come on over.
Yeah, and mushrooms are one of those that you cook them, and all of a sudden they go like.
Oh yeah, that's why you can make like a huge bowl and be like, "I'm gonna eat this, really?" And then you're like,
what? Like when you get a giant bag of spinach and you're like, "Oh, this is like a huge amount of spinach," and it just cooks down and it's like. Done. I ate one cup of spinach.
I like cooked spinach, but it has to be cooked well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the trick is. Maybe there's no trick. You just have to, like, maybe not cook it too long.
Garlic, butter, salt, and pepper. Yeah, you got to season it right.
I like it raw.
Yeah.
Well, so do I. No. I like spinach raw. Like, you know, like if I go get Subway or something like that, I'd be like, no lettuce. Lettuce, fuck that shit.
By the way, why did it take me so fucking long in my life to say, give me spinach on my sandwich instead of lettuce? Because lettuce doesn't taste like anything. Spinach tastes like nothing but a little bit more, and it's better for you. Like, we're healthy for you. Why did I fucking...
I don't know, man. Oh. Every time, like, when we'd be going over to Adam's house, stop at the, like, ghetto-ass Subway... That's right by his house. So I'd be like, get spinach on there, and you're just like, oh, give me a sandwich. And it's like, sir, can you wait a little while? Like, nobody's here except for me. And it's like, whatever.
That was weird.
You're like, what does that matter? No one here but two of us. It's like, you can't make a goddamn sandwich. Just make a sandwich. There's bread behind you. I gotta run the register. We'll just make the sandwich, wrap it up, run the register.
Yeah,
it is annoying when you go to like a retail place and they encounter a problem, a challenge. Like, for example, let's say their system is down and they like don't know how to take money from you. And you're like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you some money. You're going to take a calculator. You're going to subtract what I owe from the money I gave you. And then you're going to give me that much money back. All right, and then you can write it down or whatever the fuck you want, but just, like, this is not a big deal. You know, relax.
Yes, but there's probably, I don't know, for some reason I always think there's some rules about that, about, like, taking it and not putting it right into the till and shit like that. There might be some shit that I don't know, so I'm usually not too worried about that stuff.
Yeah, and well, and then I feel like people are helpless sometimes when they don't need to be, and it makes me sad. But, and then there's the one case where I went to Subway, and I said, like, I would like, actually, I want some cookies. And he's like, ooh, I already rung it up as chips. And I was like, well, give me some fucking cookies. And then that's your problem, is what I was thinking. But then I was like, how about this? The next guy that comes in who orders a meal, you give him cookies instead so that your accounting is still correct. He's like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Good, here's your cookies. I was like, why was that my problem to solve? Like, you know, I get frustrated. Like, because
I can see that at work too. When people are like, "What the fuck is this code?" Fuck it, Ryan. Just fucking copy the code. You know, just copy what I did. How is this my problem? That I have to fix your shit every fucking time.
That sounds like me more than others, but yeah.
They're all like, "God damn it! Why did you do it the long hard way? Like, why are you putting a dagger in a door that you know that doesn't work?"
Oh, you just haven't tried enough angles. I say, and they're like, I'm gonna dag your door one day. I'm gonna like wake up early, find out when you go to work, and like dagger your door shut.
Why am I?
And then you're gonna be like, I'm stuck, dag, 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 and then I'll be like, I'll release the dagger and be like, you'll see me smiling. I'll bite an apple right as you exit the door.
That's fine. I'll be biting a pepper.
Right. Dude, you better do that because it's like fucking a la cuisine.
Yes. It's the only reason to choose peppers.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that show called? Iron Chef. That's what it was, right?
Iron Chef. Cuisine. Yes.
You could totally eat a pepper like an apple. I don't know why people don't do it more.
I'm going actually, to. No. That's what my plan is for next week.
You just have to like not bite it. Like yeah, you bite in too far. Yeah, you pass. You get just a mouthful of like the middle, which doesn't taste good.
Be fine. I'm not worried about it. I like the middle.
Really?
I don't know. I haven't had a pepper.
You don't. I'm gonna be like, you don't eat enough peppers.
I don't know any pepper. I haven't eaten pepper in years. I ate pepper. You know what I did? Monday was my father-in-law's birthday, so we went to 50's Grill, and I wasn't gonna eat, but I said, man, I'll just have a salad. And they had like a wild rice salad, it was called, and it had onions and red pepper and some other cool stuff that I don't usually have. So I was like, I'll try that. And it was like 90% onions, so it was kind of crap, but I did eat the red peppers out of it. That was good.
Mushrooms, onions, red peppers. I'm gonna cook some of that shit up tonight, I think.
No, you're not.
You got me hungry.
I can guarantee you're not going to.
You're right, I'm not. I don't have any. Otherwise, I would.
I wish I owned a delivery service. I would send you mushrooms, peppers, and whatever the hell you just said.
If I got that, I would eat it. I think you're doubting me on this. Like, you don't believe someone could, like, want to chop up.
You're misinterpreting me. I think you would eat it. I just don't think you would go and make it right now because you're lazy.
No, it is fairly late.
I would say tired. Tired more than lazy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll accept that.
And you like,
if I was hungry enough, I don't know. If I was hungry and it was, like, 2 in the morning, I would just fry up some random shit.
I'm about to go make a steak, some eggs. Pretty hungry still.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, once we're done here with this rambling.
That thing that we're doing.
That thing that we're doing, yes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, anything else going on in the world, or should we be happy? Oh, did we see a movie? What movie did we see on Friday?
Oh.
Or Saturday?
Knives Out.
We saw Knives Out, that's right.
Yeah, that was good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, so that's the movie with a whole bunch of different people doing things, right?
Yes.
And I would not call this I guess you could kind of call it a mystery because you don't know what's going on. You're trying to figure out what's going on, but they kind of like, it's the wrong mystery, you know?
Yes. I think, yeah, it's like there is the point of view of one person who's telling us what happened and we're following that person, but that person thinks they have all the information everything is based off of all that information. Yes, they do not have all the information. Yeah. There are other things that went on, you know, concurrent to that person's journey, and we're finding that's the mystery behind the mystery. So it's like we're watching a person. Yeah, so that's what I thought was entertaining.
What I like the characters. People really did their characters well. It's fun when like each of those actors had to decide this is what this character is and this is what's most important to this character.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm just saying what acting is basically, but they did it really they did it really well, and that was the best part of the movie for me.
Yes.
Because it is an ensemble cast. There's like a bajillion people in this movie.
Yeah, there was a bajillion people in it.
Including Steve Rogers. Young Steve Rogers, not that old, decrepit Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers, right. Right. And James Bond and the holograph girl from Blade Runner. There's a lot of people in it.
Yeah, they're pretty big stars for the most part.
Yeah, they all did good too.
That was pretty good.
I don't know if I could pick a weak link. I don't know. Pretty good.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
The character who had the least amount of time was a fucking Nazi poster child. Oh, yeah. And they're like, the Nazi boy who listened from the bathroom.
See, there's just a lot of those throwaway lines that were really fun.
Yeah.
And the grandma was fucking hilarious.
She was. She didn't do anything, but it was great.
I guess technically she would have been most of their... Oh, no, the kids' great-grandmas, but their grandma, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, how old is she? I don't know.
We don't know.
Old?
Nobody really took care of her either.
That was the best part. Like, James Bond's like, I'm going to tell you something that none of your family probably said. I'm sorry your fucking kid died.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that it's funny because that didn't occur to me when I was watching it. Like that nobody, like she was like almost like a backdrop that nobody cared about. But from her perspective, it would have been a shitty time, right? I mean, if she was cognizant. We don't know how cognizant
she was. Yeah, we don't know how cognizant she was, yeah.
James Bond seemed to allude to the fact that she told more, so.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good movie, though. I'd recommend it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready to be done. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Sounds good. Adam, where can people get in touch with us? Ah, fuck, Adam ain't here.
Ryan, that's your part.
Adam's not here. I don't know if we can do anything. We want to take a shot.
This is like when the cash register's down. And we're like, fuck. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. We can't end the podcast. You're just going to have to keep listening, you know, forever. Can't be done.
You brought up a good point, though. I was listening to a separate podcast, and believe it or not, it was not a Joe Rogan podcast. But I know, okay? Right? I know. He's been on a hiatus. But what one of the guys was saying is something that I've been trying to do more of is he's like, when there's a problem or people who you really – who are really there for others are people who if you have a problem and they can't help you, they also suggest a way that could help you. So like, it's like, man, what do I do about this? And you could be like, well, I can't help you, but – This might be able to help in this way or something, or go out of the way to try to help if you can't help. So I've been trying to look at problems like that more, rather than just saying that's not my problem, or especially at work. Like at work, there's a lot of people that are like, "What does this Apple product do?" And I'm like, "Fuck Apple." That's my standard answer. So now I've been kind of doing like, well, I don't really deal with Apple products because they suck, but I'll get you a link to Apple's website.
Send him that link to Google it, where it's like it shows the mouse like moving and then clicking on the Google bar and then like type something in. That would be pretty fucking funny.
It's funny because that's what our finance lady does. She's like, I didn't go to school for finance. I don't understand it. I fucking look it up on Google. And I was like, yeah, that's what IT people do too, because you can't know everything. Yeah. Or you don't remember everything if you know everything. It's funny. I'm sure everybody Googles stuff, but why can't other people just Google stuff when they have issues?
I want to see if...
too easy.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. But
here's a link to one of those. Those things are fucking funny.
That wasn't the best example, but I think you get my point, hopefully.
That sounded like Ryan, though. It's like, first of all, it's not my fucking problem. Here's my money. Give me the stuff.
Yeah, I'm the customer. You don't have to make me work. Like, if I'm the service provider, even at work, you know, like, if someone, like, comes to me and I'm the one who can help them, I will help them well. But, like, I'm the customer. You should help me.
I want you to go to the right place and just like the customer's always an asshole. Get out of here.
I have two theories I want to discuss before we leave.
By the way, I'm actually quite nice to service people.
You are a lying bitch. I've seen.
No, it's true. But when like, I go to when you go to a place and like money. People are like, I just don't speak different languages well. American's all you need to speak.
Aren't you in France? Yeah, don't you speak America? Are you
That's
saying,
not a language,
are you saying
sir.
America? Yeah, I speak America.
I speak America.
I don't speak British shit bullshit. I speak America.
They're just like, sir, the numbers are the same wherever you go, though. You're just like, give me the number that is that. Ah!
I don't like your French numbers. I like American numbers.
It's just American numbers with the accents
give
over
me
them.
Some freedom fries, too. I need some freedom fries. I got two quick theories to discuss. I want to know what you guys think. One,
okay, all right.
In relation to this service industry thing, I don't think the service industry exists anymore in the way it did when we were kids. I think it's completely different. They just hire whoever they can. And if you go to a place where you're expecting service, you should expect the bare minimum service.
Like, sure.
I honestly think that the wages have been so stagnant for so long and the training has been shit and society has been shit that... If you go to a restaurant and the server is just gets your order right and brings you a water once, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's true. I think there still is a service industry like on the higher end like higher end restaurants and stuff like that, like nice place.
Yes, I'm talking about like, normal stuff. Yeah,
it used to also transcend into like fast food and like, you know, cheaper places.
Yeah, that's the stuff I don't think exists anymore.
Kind of like, although the Subway by my work, they're pretty professional.
You should go to one by Adams. It's great.
Yeah. But that's why every once in a while you're like, someone does something, they're like, oh, thank you, you know, and they're really nice. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you. Is there a way to tip you personally and not where it's going to go into a pool? A
big pool, yeah.
And usually that is like just them doing what you had expected 20 years ago kind of a thing. Or like, but being really polite about it. And that's the kind of shit that you take notice of now because it's not normal anymore, which is kind of sad. But I don't know. Maybe we'll come back. By the way, the other day I was at Taco Bell and I ordered my $2.15 meal because that's what I get at Taco Bell. It costs $2.15, which is great. I used to spend like $10 a time there. Now it's $2.15. And the car behind me, I was like, I spent $2.15. I could pay for them. So I just paid for them. And the lady's like, oh, that's so nice of you. And she ran away and she gave me like five free taco things. And I was like, I don't need these. And she's like, just take them. So they're little certificates for free tacos. Which is really nice in theory, but you can only use one per turn. You can't use them through the drive-thru. And they expire at the end of the year. So really, what did I get? You guys are going to get some free tacos for Christmas is what I'm saying.
Stocking stuffers.
That would be fucking funny, dude. You put a taco and just wrap it up. It's like, how old is this? I don't know, like two and a half weeks old?
It expired December 31st, and today's January 17th, so you do the math. But anyways, my second theory. Here, you ready for it? Adonis loves Christmas lights. That's not a theory. That's just a preamble to the theory. Whenever we're driving alone, he takes notice. He's like, I see another Christmas light! And he's like, Daddy, look, Christmas light! So he really likes Christmas lights. In my neighborhood, there's 100 houses. 104 houses. I have the only Christmas lights off.
I noticed that.
As we drive from picking them up from daycare, once you pass into Brooklyn Center from Brooklyn Park, there is extremely scarce Christmas lights. Extremely scarce. As you drive towards Maple Grove, you see a lot more Christmas lights. It was the same thing for Halloween. There was like three houses in my neighborhood were decorated. As you drove towards Maple Grove or up towards Anoka or whatever, you saw more decorations. And I have a theory. My theory is that poor people ain't got time for decorations. What do you think?
Okay,
I can see it being correlation there, but it also could be like stage of life as well. It could be a mix because, like, I would say, like, younger people probably are generally less wealthy because they haven't had as long to accumulate wealth, and older people are more wealthy, but they're also older, and so then they like maybe don't like have other shit that they want to do. Like I can see like different stages of life saying like, I think putting up Christmas lights is the way to go. You know, so it could be based on the age, too. So.
Sure. Okay.
But I would see, if you got to have disposable income to buy lights, you have to have disposable time to put up lights. So that does require those two things and eliminate some people that don't have one or the other.
So my true theory is that decorations and Christmas lights bring people joy. You just drive by and you're like, oh, that's cool. That guy tried to pick up Christmas lights and turned them into a giant square around his fucking yard. What the fuck is that? Well, he tried. I think it's kind of cool anyways.
And made a fence to keep the kids in. That's what he did.
And then if you don't do, people that are less happy in their current life are less likely to put up lights, and it's a cyclical cycle of no lights, no happiness. So what I'm saying is no lights, no happiness. Like no woman, no cry. No lights, no happiness. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm just going to go like everyone who doesn't have lights maybe just has a hard life like Adam, you know? So, and you know what? And hopefully they have a friend like Chris Banks that supports them and doesn't look down upon them.
You know what, though? So. Nobody has a hard life like Adam. People might have hard lives, but nobody has a hard life like Adam. Adam's got a bitch of a life.
The worst possible life. Oh, good.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Adam's not here, but if you need to get in touch with us, we're at Geeks Next Door FTW. That's For the Risk, For the Win, me, at gmail.com. Facebook page, Geeks Next Door, and geeksnextdoor.xyz is our website. We'll put some shit up there, including haircuts. We got a second haircut to put up. Tonight, Amy tried to give Adonis a small haircut because hair was in his eyes, and I'm going to put it up and see if J.W. Carter responds. And we'll let you know next week if that happens or not. All right, bye.
Like, hey, get that sweet dude with a beard to give him a haircut. That shit went well.
I don't think they'll say
fucking that. That lady can't cut hair for shit.